inside details on how hackers broke into the New York Times.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson with the global perspective on business and economics. The New York Times says powerful Chinese hackers had quite a romp deep inside its computer systems. The extensive and sophisticated digital strikes came after the Times' October report on business deals involving the family of China's prime minister. BBC correspondent Damian Grammaticus joins us from Beijing. Hello, Damian.
Good morning.
So we've seen these kind of attacks targeting companies, targeting Chinese dissidents abroad. But what's interesting in this story is the level of detail the Times reveals about the intrusions. What struck you most about these revelations?
Well, I think it's exactly that. It's the sort of forensic way the Times pursued this and got a private company in to track the attackers and actually let them work in the New York Times' computer system for quite a few weeks while they traced the attacks back. So very forensic.
Now, one thing that struck me was that the Times antivirus software, which many companies and tens of millions of Americans at home use and feel secure with, it missed dozens of these attacks. What does that tell us about the vulnerability of corporate computers and home computers?
Well, you're all very vulnerable, and we're very vulnerable, particularly because obviously Chinese hackers have been targeting U.S. companies, U.S. government, U.S. military in a concerted effort, the New York Times says, both to have access to that private information, but also to try and protect China's image.
Now, Damian, I won't ask you to compromise any of your own tradecraft, but as a reporter working in China covering sensitive topics about powerful people, how cautious are you when you're reaching out to sources looking for information, knowing that this kind of digital spying is targeting journalists?
Very, I would say. I mean, you need to be very cautious about any sort of compromised email that might try to seek to install this sort of spying software onto our systems. Now, we and others are targeted in that way. But then, of course, also, you do have to be very careful what information you do store on a computer, also what information you share via email, because it's very clear, I think, that quite a lot of that information is being accessed, targeted, and read by hackers, some of them from China, who are very interested to know, obviously.
Okay, the BBC's Damian Grammaticus in Beijing. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.